the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lyon Jr. and Mark Davila. So this week I was watching something so I could review
porn.
It.
Porn?
No. The shit that I talk about on Wednesday's show, the Netflix review. So I saw something and I thought, man, this is not good at all. But then I thought, anytime you say something's not good, it's a piece of shit. People kind of just tell you that you're wrong. They're like, listen, that wasn't for you.
Who tells you this? There's plenty of bad movies that everyone just...
No, well, I'm more thinking like artsy shit. You know? And then it's like, listen, that you're not their demographic. You know, it might be good. It's just not for you. And I'm thinking, by that logic, like everything's fucking good. Because it's impossible for anything to be bad. Even a piece of shit campy movie. Like, some people like that. Like, so, like, nothing's good, everything's good, I don't know.
I don't think people really say that.
I hear that sometimes. Hell, you told me about that shit for that Wet Hot American Summer thing. You gotta watch that fucking movie to like it.
I didn't say that, I just said it probably would help.
No, actually, you did. You said, like, if I would have seen the movie, then I would have gotten the jokes and I would have liked it.
I said you might have.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was a piece of shit. The thing I saw, oh my god, it's horrible. Can't wait to tell you about it.
Yeah, but it's not today.
I know. I had a little bit off the subject of that, because I'll save it for Wednesday. Are you making mouth noises? I don't know why you're doing that.
There's some people who do that.
Yeah, they have like a Tourette's thing. Ooh, a very common one I hear sometimes is a... they do that one. Yeah. And if you start doing it too much... You won't be able to stop doing it. Can you stop? Hey.
What?
Can we get on with the show?
That wasn't me.
Yeah. So...
This producer, Steve.
We have it's a chick producer,
Steve
Stacy.
Stacy the Steve.
Yeah. But I had a little bit of a better week, because the last week was a little rough for me, if you recall.
Yeah.
So I went on a couple more dates this week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. One of them didn't turn out so well.
Did you go on with that Emily girl again?
No, she's gone. This is a different chick. And, again, she comes walking out of her car. I'm like, damn, this is a fucking... This is like a sexy chick.
For now on, you should just turn around and go home. Oh, you're hot? Never mind.
Attractive, eh?
I'm so. I apologize. I didn't know you were hot.
Because, man, like, you know, she had a nice face and she had curves. I'm like, holy shit, this chick is all right. She's kind of a snob, and I got that snob vibe. So, I mean, we didn't talk anymore.
As we learned from the snob film from the 50s, she probably wasn't really a snob. She was really a nice person.
No. You can... please. Come on. I know people. She was a fucking snob. And we just... Our personalities just did not mesh well. You always... You know right away. You kind of... The chemistry is pretty instant when it happens.
Did we start arguing?
No. I mean, we were just doing chit-chat. But, you know, if there was something there, you'd know it. And there wasn't. And I told you I got the snob vibe. And I was like, well, you know, okay. Good night, hug. And
well, we're going to dinner at the most expensive restaurant in town.
You know, we said our goodbyes, and she's, oh, yeah, you know, give me a text. And I knew it was weird because she never gave me her phone number.
But she wanted you to text her?
Well, no, I mean, we text through the app, but it was
not texting, that's messaging.
Well, whatever.
Hey, text me. I don't have your number. Oh, yeah, that's too bad.
That's true. Anyway, bye. It was strange because usually once you get to that point, they offer up the phone number, but she just never did. And we've been messaging for, like, weeks. Because she was busy, too busy with shit for, you know, like, that whole first week. So, like, 2 weeks go by and we're still messaging. And, you know, we actually did something, and just the phone number was never given. It's just odd. But then
what was her name? Candace?
No, Denise.
Damn, I'm always trying to guess. Denise, how old is she? 48?
Shit, no, she's 27, I think.
You just said, why did you first name you Denise like 20 years after people are named Disease? Like, no one's named Denise anymore.
I thought you were going to say Disease.
Denise.
Your name's Disease. And then I had a second date, which was actually very good. So, yeah, I'm in a better mood.
What's this girl's name? Carol O'Connor?
Gretchen.
Oh, my God. Where do you get these people from?
But it went very well, and I'm seeing her again. So it was good.
Not as hot as the other one, I guess, huh?
No, she's really cute.
But hotter than the other one?
Different. Like, totally.
You just don't want to say it.
No, like, totally different, like, you know, different style, different body type. You know, it's different.
You like those girls with a lot of tattoos and stuff.
She doesn't have any tattoos.
That you know of.
No. We've talked about it. She doesn't have tattoos.
Sometimes people lie. She's like, well, maybe this guy doesn't like tattoos.
That's probably it.
Mm-hmm. Just like when people say they don't have any STDs.
Everyone's honest
you
about
that.
You
got any STDs? Yes, I do, in fact. Several.
Three that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, here's my doctor's phone number if you don't believe me. Because you think I'm lying about having diseases.
You know, I've read things about how people are like, these days, a lot of younger people are talking about that before they have sex, but...
That's a lie.
Yeah, I've never, ever...
That is a fucking lie.
It's never even come up.
Mostly girls don't even ask for condoms. That they're like mystified when I bring one out. Like, what?
The hell's okay. That thing? What are you, is that a balloon? Is that a party balloon? Are you going to make me a wiener dog with that?
You're not going to do anything weird with that, are you? You're not going to stick that inside of me.
I don't know. I don't...
you're right, like you're though. Fucking a... what am I, fucking a clown here? Please. There's a lot of shit they say that... you know, is going on that's not really going on.
It is smart.
Yeah, it would be smart to do that, but no one does. Because people aren't smart. I hate to break it to you. Everyone's fucking dumb.
Well, that's true. You know, that reminds me. Did you say last week that you were raped recently or something? Remember last week?
Fucking know what I said.
I was raped. And they're like, never mind. I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, I was raped, but I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I fucking did say that, okay? And I said maybe I'll get into it someday, but I didn't say that I was gonna fucking do it now.
You didn't say you're gonna. I would tell you all about it on Monday, June. No, it's not June. August 24th.
Yeah, June of the following year.
Yeah.
No, what I fucking said was if it was. The gender roles were reversed. The girl, you know, everyone would be saying the girl was raped, but the gender roles weren't, you know, it was opposite, so it's a nothing.
Well, yeah, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, I'm saying that shit's bullshit.
Were you distraught over it? Like, is it, like, something that, like, sticks to you and you're still, like, you can't even look at a woman right now because you're so... No! That's how it is when a woman is raped.
Hold on. At the time, I was kind of bothered.
Well, you're going to tell us about it now. No one knows what you're fucking talking about.
Fine. I don't even want to
fucking... What was his name?
I don't even want to, because all I'm going to hear is you. Oh, you're dumb. Oh, you're stupid. Yeah, that's right.
I don't know why I sound like a Canadian, but all right, go ahead.
You know, Buffalo's almost Canada. You have
right,
a Canadian,
go.
You know, kind of a, like hint to your voice.
I'm originally from Arizona. Let's go.
Okay. Now... let's just say...
How long ago was this?
What? Shut the fuck up and let me say my shit, okay? Because I don't even want to talk
I'm
about
adding,
this.
I'm adding color to it, you know, for the listeners.
All right, let me set the scene. I'm not saying this is what happened. I'm setting a scene. There's a man and a
woman. I don't want a fictional shit.
Shut up. There's a man and a woman. They're you know, having relations.
Is one of these, is the man named Mark?
They're having sex. And they've been together before, and they have an agreement. You know, they're just doing the pull-out method. And it's understood. That's what they do. So they're having sex. The guy's about to finish. And then he lets her know, I'm about to finish. And she says, okay, pull out.
You know what? You've told this rape story before, but you didn't call it rape at the time.
No, hold on. What do you call it if the guy refuses to pull out and finishes inside her after she says, and I'm like, you know, do you understand what I mean? A lot of people would call that rape.
No, I don't think so.
Actually, I saw a TV movie about it when I was a kid. And that...
Sorry, Tony Danza.
She went on trial and convicted that guy of rape because he didn't want to pull out.
Please, every girl wants a baby.
And the roles were reversed. She was on top and she refused to get off. And it really fucking bothered me.
Like, she refused to have an orgasm?
No, I was finishing. She refused to. I'm like, listen, I'm, this is it. Get up. Like, no, it feels too good. I'm sorry. And she refused. I'm like, whoa, get the fuck off. And she refused to do it. And it really fucking bothered me. I was fucking pissed. And I thought, you know, if the roles were reversed, she'd go to the fucking police.
So did she get pregnant from this?
No.
No.
No, luckily. Because I'm so fucking great, she wants to get knocked up by me, apparently.
Listen, that's what you get for trying to do the pull-out method.
Listen, it's a part of the honor system.
See, I occasionally use the pull-out method, but it's not really, it's technically that, but I just go a few strokes and then I go, all right, that's enough of that. Because I don't even get close, you know? If I'm on my way to Cleveland, I'm like 150 miles away, and I'm like, all right.
We're in Houston. Close enough. Get out of the car.
Yeah. We're walking the rest of the way. That's not a very good analogy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
But either way, that's what I do.
I hear you, though. I hear you.
Because if you go and try to do it like the thing where it's like, all right, it's just about time. First of all, you can miscalculate.
I'm pretty good at it, though.
Well, you says you. I don't know.
I am. I am. I'm pretty good. And until they refuse to go with the fucking program.
My way is almost foolproof. It's almost impossible to get pregnant in my way.
My new way is to not have sex with a woman. Mm. So that's foolproof right there.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, next time you go out with Agnes, maybe you'll fuck her. You never know.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
The dating old ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Agnes and...
Denise.
Betty.
Betty White. Bertha. You know I hate Betty White.
Enid.
The only Enid I've ever heard of is on the Archie Bunker, right? That was her name? Is her name Enid?
Edith.
Edith? Yeah, it's another old lady name.
Edith. You know that accent. Edith.
Yeah. I can't wait for all these old lady names to come back into style. But it'll probably be after our lifetimes, though. When we're gone, there's going to be, like, young hot chicks with, you know, like, the weird fucking old lady
names. I was thinking about young hot chicks the other day.
Surprise.
And I got depressed because I was thinking,
I'll never get one.
I'm getting towards that age where you're invisible to young girls.
You're a sir.
I don't know what age you come. It's more of what you look like than your age. Well, George Clooney.
They don't know.
The average George Clooney's what, 55 or something? Wherever
he's not invisible.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He, well, besides being a celebrity, but say he was just a regular dude.
He's a handsome man.
You know, he'd still be noticed. Like, look at that guy.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter how old we are. It's their perception of us.
But at some point, we're going to get so old that young girls don't even see us.
You're just, you know,
Some old guy walking by.
Some guy walking around and you're
like,
nothing.
Do you remember any old lady you've seen in the last, you know, week? Unless she's like really freaky looking.
Yeah, unless there's something memorable going on, like, you know.
You know, she's one of those ladies with those super fat legs. You're like, what the fuck?
Or you see, like, they have the real bad.
They have no bra and they have the baggy tits.
Not even. I was thinking more of the arm fat that like hangs like but to your knee. It's like super droopy, and it's like your whole all your flesh, and then like on the side of your breasts, like you see them wearing a bra, but there's like an extra pair of breasts like hanging underneath.
Or you see dude with like a bad wig.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you don't remember any of the old.
Oh yeah, I saw an old lady a couple days ago. Like she looked like a crazy person because she had like. She was, like, super... She looked like she's, like, 90, 92. And she had, like, a dark-haired wig, but it was lopsided. So you have, like, the white hair coming out all over the place. She looked, you know, like, fucking insane.
Oh, by the way, did you see the women's Viagra finally got passed by the FDA?
I heard about it.
Even though it's not... I heard
people saying, like, they're not even really sure we're even going to do anything.
It doesn't. It's what it is. It's an antidepressant. And they think it might help a girl have an orgasm a little sooner.
I heard, though, that it's over time, too. It's not like you could just take it and then it'll work.
And, well, because it's different things. And the article I was reading is like, they're trying to solve, they don't understand how it works. And, like, They're trying to solve a problem that's not really a problem.
Well, the thing is, they're trying to make some money. Well, they just all, that's it. That's bottom line. It's female Viagra.
But it's not.
It's going to really do nothing. It's not addressing that issue. I mean, there are some medical issues where a woman is just not interested in sex and it has some, you know, some kind of hormone imbalance or something. That's not really going to do anything about it. There's, you know, hormone replacement therapy that will help.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're with Mark, though, that's just like, because he's never had a girl not have an orgasm. Even Greta.
As far as I know. Greta Van Susteren.
Yeah, I don't buy that. Because there's just some girls who just, it takes a long time or they just don't.
Yeah, well, maybe I've never met them.
I guess.
Well, I mean, it's possible, don't you think?
You know, some girls were molested and they just can't have an orgasm.
Yeah. It's funny how...
You go both ways.
Yeah, because sometimes if a girl was molested, all she does is have orgasms. You never know. You never know what you're going to... When somebody gets really screwed up, they're going to go one way or the other in the extreme. They're never going to want to have sex again, or they're going to be a fucking nympho.
You know what?
They're all over the board with abuse.
I'm disappointed that your rape story was a story that you already told in the show.
I don't remember telling it. Sorry.
I think you did.
I don't think I did.
I'm pretty sure you did. Or unless some other girl forced you to come inside her. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, it's happened, but I don't know. Listen, man, I'm not keeping track of every fucking episode. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Sorry I let you down, everybody.
I mean, I don't know what you can do. Listen. You just gonna let me mumble?
I want to see how long you're gonna mumble. Oh,
yeah. That's how I am when people are talking to me. Hey, how's it going? What have you been up to?
Is that your tip-off or I love leave it,
like,
me alone?
If I'm at a party or something and somebody who I barely know or don't know at all be like, hey, how's it going? So what have you been up to? Anything cool? Nope. No, same old. Yep, same old.
I hate when anyone asks me that because nothing's ever going on with me. Oh, what have you been up to? Oh, you know. That's pretty much always my answer.
You can tell them about that porn that took place where we live.
Funny you should say that. Funny story. I saw some Buffalo-centric pornography the other day.
Oh. I was watching one of those... did you ever see the ones where they get the guy and he's doing an audition, but it's not a real audition, and he fucks her on camera, and she thinks she's auditioning for a job, but in reality, he just...
No, but the thing is, he's not...
I don't know if that stuff's set up or not. It might be real. Who knows?
He's not lying. It is an audition. She's auditioning for him.
I don't know if that stuff is real.
I hope it is. I really... Backroom casting couch. That's my favorite. It's my favorite kind of porn. It better be real. I think it is because I Googled it before and I saw some kind of like litigation thing, some kind of court case. So like one of the chicks...
That sounds like sexual assault.
Everything.
I guess she gives consent, so...
Yeah, she gives consent. He is very explicit in getting her consent. I'm about to... He'll always ask the same question. He'll always say... What do you think we're about to do? And then he will not proceed until she answers the question. Sometimes they're kind of playful and like, oh, I don't know. And he'll just wait there. What are we about to do? You're about to fuck me? Yep. Then he goes. He's very careful.
Mm-hmm. So I had a scary moment this week.
Did that guy fuck you?
What guy?
From Backroom Casting Couch?
Yes. No. So I was sleeping and I
that is scary.
I had a dream that my father died. Very, you know, that's very traumatic.
Yeah.
And then I drove to work the next day, and as I'm driving on the road...
Did you run over your father?
One of those funeral placards that are on top of cars in a funeral procession was lying on the ground. And then I passed another one, and I thought, holy shit.
I mean...
Now, see, it did cross my mind, but I was like, well... They could be related, or maybe those guys had some really shitty funeral placards that fell off the cars.
I'd give you more credit as if like your dad's name was on one of them. I mean, it's a common name.
Well, they don't have names on funeral placards.
Oh no,
it's the ones that say funeral.
Oh, that yeah. Shit. Okay.
Yeah, you put it on your car. Sometimes they say flags. This one's like a like almost looked like a taxi, a smaller version of a taxi cab thing.
Yeah,
it says funeral on it.
You know what? Can I put that on my car and just go through red lights? Yeah. What if I just had that? You know, sometimes people give you a pass and just let you, you know, give you a little bit of latitude.
That guy's always going to a funeral.
Yeah, I just put that on my car and I just drive.
But I was thinking, if I was a more superstitious person.
I know.
Oh my God, people would be freaked the fuck out. Oh my God.
Everyone's such a fucking idiot. People who believe that shit. I had an old girlfriend and we would talk about this.
I know, she made you come inside her.
I told that story already?
Yeah.
Shit. This is a different one. She also did that to me, but this is a totally different subject, okay? Every girl I know wants to get pregnant by me.
Apparently.
But she was all into that shit.
You're the co-host of a very popular podcast.
Well, yeah. They want this WizKid money, that's for sure. So she was all into that shit, you know, all that fucking nonsense. And she, oh, really? That stuff's not real? I'm like, yeah, that's not real. It's like, I dream about my grandfather a couple times a year, and he says hello, and we chat, and I give him a hug, and then like, I don't think that's his fucking ghost coming to visit me. You know, this is, it's shit's on my mind. That's all it is. Like, oh, really? When my grandmother died, I pictured her on the sofa, and she like mentioned, you know, this is a specific thing that happened, and then like the next day, she says that's how they found her. And I think I can't really say, well, you're a fucking liar, obviously.
You're either a liar or you convince yourself that you
Either way, it's not fucking true.
Or maybe you did. It was a coincidence because it's not in the realm of possibility. She didn't die in some weird way.
I was going to...
An old person dying on a couch is, you know...
Yeah, or I was going to say, guess what? You're worried about her dying, and where is she most of the fucking time? Sitting in that one goddamn spot watching TV.
Yeah, you know how many old people die on the couch or their chair?
Like, my grandfather, he always, like... He spent all of his time, like 90% of his time, was laying in bed, listening to the radio. Listening to my show, because he was a big fan. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you were to take odds, where he was going to die, he would be there. He didn't. He beat the odds.
He beat the odds if he died somewhere else.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, do the fucking numbers. But you can't tell... People who believe that shit, you know, they're dumb, first of all. But you can't reason with them. You can't say no, of course not.
That's how Benny Hill died, watching the telly.
Yeah, lots of people die that way. Listen, I died doing what I love, watching TV. Mm-hmm. Do you think he was watching himself?
Probably not. But that's not the song at all.
Yeah, close
that's
enough.
The Christmas song you're doing. giddy up.
Okay, speaking of sleeping though, I've been having this problem during sleep that I forget to breathe while I'm sleeping and it'll wake me up.
Well, that's called
I know that's a thing.
Yeah,
you it's not like it doesn't happen all the time. It's just sometimes I'm sleeping, then I'm like, I just wake up because I know I didn't take a breath when I was supposed
to. Yeah, you might have to get that oxygen.
Yeah, I'm good though.
But otherwise you might die.
Yeah, I wake up when I notice I need to breathe.
So I was reading about how, everyone knows this, I think, but you never really, when you put it in like these terms, it really hits you. It's like the average person sleeps 30 years of their life. And I'm like, that's fucked up, man.
Isn't it?
30 full years. Like, since when we were born to now, that's basically all the time we're going to spend sleeping.
You might be 40 years.
Can I sleep more?
Take naps and shit.
Depends on how long you live and how much you sleep. And then you're sleeping. Then another 10 to 30 years is working. So
that's it? Shit, man. It seems like the work we add up a lot more.
40 years. So if you figure, we'll say 20 years of working, 30 years of sleeping, that's 50 years of your life spent doing something you hate.
Yeah, and...
Well, sleeping you don't hate, but...
Yeah, sleeping's good.
In retrospect, I would hate it. Like, fuck. I could have been doing all kinds of things.
Watching TV or something.
Well, you add in TV, like, you're probably only doing, like super cool, fun things for, like, 30 seconds of your life.
Pretty much. What's super cool and fun? How often does that come up?
I don't know.
Not that much. Like, an hour of your life?
Like, 38 seconds of my life was spent fucking.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I fuck all the time.
And that's, like, an average. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're probably rounding up a little bit.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, you can't think about that shit because it is fucking depressing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, like the most of your life, you're doing nothing. What? 5 years? You're looking for your sunglasses or your keys. I mean, how often do you lose something and you're just like, "Fuck, where is this?" And you're running all over the house, turning shit over. That happens all the time. Over your whole life, like you spent 5 years doing that.
It's bullshit.
Can't we just, you know what? Can I get it over with in one shot? I'm gonna sleep for the next 30 years, and then I got the rest of my time.
I would love that if they could get rid of sleeping. If they could figure out a way scientifically to...
Yeah, so that, you know, your brain doesn't start to go crazy.
Yeah.
And your body could still...
They're working on it for the military.
Of course they are. Well, they need their soldiers not to sleep. You need to be up all the time killing.
That would be ideal, because I don't want to sleep. And then think of what you could get... You know, you could have a couple jobs and still have tons of time left over to do shit.
You know what, though? If we didn't need to sleep... They would change the laws about, like, shifts. Like, the average, you know, 8-hour shift and all this stuff. If we didn't have to sleep, we would have, like, 16-hour shifts. That would just be normal.
How would you have worked in day or night if you could never have to sleep again?
Now, is this just me? Like, I'm like a chemist, and I created some compound, and I drink it, and now I don't need to sleep.
Let's do it both ways. First that.
Okay. That way, I would work at night because everyone's sleeping anyway. All those other fucking suckers, they're sleeping. They're sleeping their lives away.
But nighttime is the right time. I mean, that's where all the good stuff goes on.
Yeah, I got my weekends off. I'm at weekend on the night. Because, come on, a Tuesday at a fucking 3 in the morning? What's going on?
True.
Yeah. That's how I'd do it.
What if everybody?
Now, if it's everyone, what difference does it make?
I don't know, some people like the night better, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Because everyone's doing it, then those kind of like day-night kind of things are blurred. So it's all just a 24-hour period, you know? I don't think it would become less relevant.
When I was thinking about sleeping and working your life away and dying and stuff, I was thinking about how no one really thinks about where they were before they were born. You ever notice that? Like, some people do every once in a while, but it's not a huge question. Like, it's always a question of, like, where are we going when we die? But no one really says, where were we before we were born?
Well, I've said it before.
Because no one cares about that.
Religious people, they're with the understanding that you were a soul getting ready to be fucking, you know, brought down.
You're in the Oort cloud getting ready to be an escape, you know, like the comets.
Yeah, yeah, and you're born, blah, blah, blah. Listen, before you were born, you were fucking nowhere because you didn't exist. And then after you die, you're going to be nowhere because you don't exist.
Yeah, well, the brain is a tough... Not your brain, but most brains have a tough time comprehending not existing.
Yeah, no, so does mine. That's why I don't think about it. I know I'm talking about it, but I'm not thinking about it.
Yeah.
When I talk about it, I'm talking about other people, not me.
No, I'm weird. I listen to sad music and think about dying all day.
I refuse to all think day. About me dying.
I think about, like... me in my deathbed and my family's there, or I think about after I'm already dead and what would happen.
Nothing.
Well,
life goes on.
That's unfortunate. I was thinking that too, because like I left a job like 4 or 5 months ago. I was thinking,
you were replaced.
They did not give a fuck that I left.
They don't care.
They didn't mean anything.
They got another guy doing your shit, and you know,
I was like, damn it. That's how life's gonna be. You're gonna die.
Exactly.
And other than like a handful of people will be affected by it, and even them most likely will get over it.
Well,
relatively
everyone
soon.
Gets over it. I mean,
well, no, occasionally, listen, occasionally
it hurts, but you know, everyone's gonna move on with their life. No one's gonna kill themselves because you die.
Occasionally, there's people who just can't. They're just never the same.
That's rare, though.
If someone loses a child, or
yeah,
or you're younger and your husband
some
dies,
some accident or something.
Yeah, weird.
But just
things.
Normal shit. Let's just say you live a full life and then you die.
Like I didn't know that Stephen Colbert, his father and two of his brothers, he had 11 siblings, but two of them and his father died in a famous plane crash in 1974.
I don't know how famous it was because I never heard of it.
Well, I mean, every plane crash is famous. Any commercial flight that crashed. Ever, you can look up and figure out, find anything about it.
Flight 211 out of Denver, I remember.
It was 216, I think.
That's close.
Out of Raleigh, I think. So you were close, but way off.
Yeah. I had the airplane thing right. So that's good.
Just, you know what's unfortunate is that our shows are going to just like be in the ether, and like never, no one's ever going to be able to listen to them once we're dead, because it's not like someone else is going to like.
I know.
Is someone going to find them? I don't know. Probably. Well, not.
I mean, you know, we have to pay once we stop paying for the service.
Yeah.
They're going to be gone, but I mean, they're still going to kind of be floating around. Other.
We need a Smithsonian to like.
They will still be kind of floating around, though. Some other, you know.
There might be some that, but I don't. You know the thing with the internet is it completely disappears.
Yeah, I know.
The internet from 10 years ago is completely gone, except for, like, in the Wayback Machine or whatever. It's the Internet Archive. There's very few sites. Like,
breaking you off.
Like, it's really hard. Other than, like, the Space Jam website, it's almost impossible to see what the web looked like in the 90s.
Space Jam. You know what?
And even that, they're keeping that alive. I read a whole article on how it happened, and, like, they did take it down for a little while, and then they put it back. Then they convinced them to put it back up.
Did you know that I own a VHS copy of Space Jam?
I've never seen that movie, and at this point, I doubt I ever will.
You want my VHS tape?
No, I don't have a VCR that's plugged into anything. Mm. You know, but let me see. Yeah, you don't Main even see condition. It. On, you don't even see it on cable anymore.
I know. You can watch it online. That's about it.
Maybe is it on Netflix?
No. Not that I know of.
You're always searching Space Jam. Damn it!
I know. One of these days. Anyway, HachoWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend. What?